Hello, hello everyone. Welcome on to Branded, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes and beyond the brand. I actually want to switch things up a little bit. So the last couple months of this podcast, you guys have been hearing me do a ton of collaborations and interviews with really, really incredible businesswomen, entrepreneurs, leaders in the network marketing space. Honestly, whoever I could get my hands on and ask them questions out of sheer like a hunger to learn more. I wanted to connect with all of these business owners to really get their perspective on what it felt like for them to show the fuck up in their own life. Because I know for me, I had my own experience, and a lot of us, you know, we have this very oneness about how, you know, let's say I experienced something and then turns out someone down the road experience the same thing, but we didn't ever connect. And it was something we could have collaborated on, but we didn't, right? So I actually felt it was really important over these last couple months to lean really hard into doing collaborations and doing interviews, because it's one of the best ways to learn, not only about an industry, but of course about people. Right? People that are doing business with other people. So if you're building a business online, you know that you're in the people business, even if it's like a tech business, right? This is something that my brand is sort of inadvertently starting to dabble in, is a lot of tech, because I've transitioned my business into an all-in-one platform and I have a lot of clients that are joining me in that platform. A lot of what I'm doing is becoming tech. But that does not mean that the human-to-human component is erased because of technology. So I actually want to kind of roll out a little mini series with this podcast where we get back to some of the basics and we talk about branding and business insights and things that are going to really help you up-level your business as you move into 2024 and beyond, right? So with today's episode, I want to specifically focus on how to become the architect of your brand, essentially building a blueprint of what your brand is going to look like, feel like, and is like, right? So as a brand designer myself, I really like, my goal is to work with the business owner who is intentional about the work that they do. They really, really want to fall in love with their business. They don't want to feel like, you know, the golden handcuffs. Ironically, I'm wearing this bracelet, but they don't want to feel the golden handcuffs, right? Of, I have this big, beautiful business, but I don't love it. Nobody wants that, right? So how do you fall back in love with your business? Well, honestly, a lot of it starts with peeling back the layers and getting really intentional about what is the blueprint of your brand? What does it look like? What does it feel like when people come across it? And of course, when you engage with your own business. And then, of course, implementing automation in all the right places. Now, I am not against all of the AI stuff that's out there. Not at all, not against any of it. But I do think that there's a time and a place for it, and that there are some business owners who are overutilizing these resources and essentially kind of squashing their own voice. And that's not something that I'm willing to do for my business, and I know that my clients don't want. So whenever I'm doing website design, when I'm building out a sales funnel, when I'm doing email writing for my clients, more times than not, I am not using AI resources. Now, if I'm feeling a little stuck with my creativity, absolutely, I'm going to tap into the AI resources like ChatGPT, and I'm going to help get kind of those juices flowing, right? But I think it's really important to really exercise your own creativity and stay really in tune with that, because it is going to help you stay in tune with your business. So building a brand blueprint and becoming the architect of your brand. So you can think of your brand as this big, beautiful house that you're going to build for yourself, right? And if it helps you to have these visualizations, I would really encourage you to think about, what is your dream home? Like, as we have this discussion about your brand, you can tie it into what your actual dream home looks and feels like, right? So we can have a lot of these similar concepts and ideologies as we explore this topic. So understanding that, you know, brand awareness, right? This is people seeing your brand, not only on social media, right? That's of course a really powerful place that your brand can be seen, but in real life too. And, you know, websites aren't antiquated. I do think that a lot of people have gotten away from utilizing websites because they can be very complicated to build, but there's so much fantastic technology these days that helps the design process and really kind of removes a lot of the super, super high tech coding kind of situations. And you can build beautiful websites and funnel pages without having to speak in ones and zeros, right? So understanding that, you know, brand awareness can have a really transformative imprint on your business and in your journey of success. And it's not just about recognition, right? Brand awareness is not just about recognition. It's about creating meaningful connections with your audience and establishing that trust and credibility in your industry, like where you want to position yourself. And so if you're not familiar already with the brand quiz that I rolled out, I did a rework of the quiz from last year. And so I recently rolled out a brand quiz where it's only 5 questions. Like it is very, very to the point and short, sweet, and gives you the answers you're looking for. I'll put the link in the show notes if you haven't done the brand quiz yet. But essentially what happens is with this particular quiz, it's going to identify where you're at in your brand's evolution, right? We're all at varying stages of our business. Some of us are at the very beginning stages. Some of us have well-established businesses, yet we need to kind of rewind a little bit and revisit some of the aspects of our brand that maybe are ready to pivot. So even if you're a really well-established business, you may be back at the phase of needing to focus on brand awareness, because maybe what your brand is saying and doing and feeling like has shifted. Because as you grow and evolve as a human, your business and your brand are going to do the exact same thing. Otherwise, you're not going to feel connected to it anymore. And I mean, I know this from firsthand account that I'm living in this hyperspeed kind of for the last more than a year at this point now, where what used to take me probably 3 months or more, you know, in the past version of myself, now is maybe taking me 3 days. Like my life is moving very quickly because I am really aligned with the decisions and the choices that I'm making. And so with that being said, I know that my brand and my business, it's going to be evolving and growing and sort of shifting and morphing just as quickly. Now, that doesn't mean I can't stay within the architecture that I have built, right? So a lot of the same feelings and emotions that my brand kind of evokes, those really haven't changed over the last, you know, 6 to 12 months. Once I really honed in on what my brand was going to feel like when someone came across it, that hasn't really shifted. But what has shifted is I changed up my fonts. I feel much more aligned to some of the colors that I'm using. And that's why I say when I do client consultations, we do not start with fonts and colors. We start with the emotion. We start with the feeling, because that is what's going to anchor your brand and your business. The colors and the fonts, those can change. Those can evolve. And of course, you don't want to be changing those things like every 2 weeks, because that confuses people. But it's okay to have fun and to explore these things. So when your brand resonates with people on a much deeper level, right? On that feeling, that emotion level, it becomes more than just a logo or a name, right? So you don't have to ask anybody's permission to say, well, I'm going to change the logo. Oh, what if people get confused? I'm going to change the logo. no, nobody's going to get confused because your business and your brand still has the same feeling. Now, when you go to change the logo, people are like, holy shit, I love that logo. That's so much more in line with how her brand feels. So instead of it being this like, oh my gosh, I have to make a whole to-do whenever I'm going to change up my logos or change up my color scheme, it's not a whole to-do because you've anchored your brand and your business so deeply into the feeling and the emotion that it evokes when people work with you, that those things, they're accessories essentially, right? And your brand becomes an experience. It becomes a story. It becomes a promise that you give to people. So a couple of reasons why brand awareness matters. And I specifically want to talk first about the awareness piece, and then we'll dive into future episodes, right after this one, where we talk about the importance of automation and all the right places for it, how to sort of amplify your authority within your industry, and of course, how to step into that CEO mindset and really embody the role as a business owner, right? So we'll get into those aspects. These are all phases of building your brand. And that's why I mentioned the brand quiz in the beginning. This is a great place to go and take that quiz. Hearing this episode is a fantastic way to listen to everything, go take the quiz, and then start digging in a little bit to whatever answer that quiz gives you. It's really where your focus is, like your alignment is kind of pulling you. And so first off, we're going to talk about brand awareness. And yes, I have notes. So why brand awareness really matters? There's various answers, and a lot of people are going to feel connected to varying degrees of why this matters. But you want a business that is not only seen, right? Awareness. It's not only seen, it's heard, and it's remembered. And that's why all of these phases that I mentioned, the awareness, the automation, the authority, the CEO, like all of these become the all-encompassing business and brand that you absolutely love, right? So differentiation. When it comes to brand awareness, having differentiation, which another way to say this would be, what's your unique stamp, right? The things about you that working with you, what's that experience and that promise that you provide to people that is completely different than anybody else out there in the marketplace, right? Strong brand awareness will set you apart from your competitors because it highlights the parts of you that are unique and valuable. Not to say that somebody else doesn't have somewhat similar values, but everyone, even if the message is exactly the same, like if I was reading a prompt and somebody else was reading the exact same prompt, how I deliver it would be different than the other person. My tone of voice would be different. Which bits of the prompt excite me the most and I feel most connected to would be different. That's your unique vibe that really sets you apart and differentiates you from the marketplace. So owning those sides of you with your brand and creating your awareness around the things that make you unique and the values that you can bring, really powerful. It really positions you very, very well. Another reason brand awareness matters, it creates trust and credibility, right? So being consistent with your brand will build the trust and the credibility with your audience. They'll get used to seeing you in a certain way. They'll get used to feeling a certain way when they see your content, when they open up an email from you, when they visit your website, when they listen to your podcast, right? Like whatever the medium is that you're connecting to your audience, when you do it in a consistent way, it really builds that trust and credibility and creates this this occurrence where they're more likely to choose you, to choose your products, to tune into your trainings, and to kind of pick you over other services and products, right? Because they feel connected to you and they enjoy the process of what the sales process essentially is, right? And I find actually that for me with trust and credibility, if you look back at my socials, like let's say right now at the time of recording this episode, it's going to air in early April of 2024. If you look back 1 year, so if you look back at April of 2023, you will see that my brand has shifted quite a lot since then. Like what it looks like has shifted. But if I go and I speak to clients of mine that I started working with a year ago versus clients of mine right now, I get the same feedback from them. They really enjoy working with me. They enjoy how like highly communicative I am around the whole process of working together, whether it be me designing something or implementing automation for them or doing email writing. Like no matter what the actual project is, my communication is always really stellar. And they enjoy how positive the experience is. And they end up learning something about themselves and their business. It's almost like this little superpower of mine that I really am not sure how to put words to, but it's just sort of part of me. And I've allowed myself to lean into it where I create this like capacity for a safe space for my clients to sort of come into and explore and expand. It's the safe space for expansion, essentially, is kind of this thing that I do. And so that's the feeling that my brand has, and it has always had that. Now, what's changed and what's gotten better is that I am even more aligned and in tune with how to portray that emotion and that feeling into fonts and designs and colors and images and all the things. Right. And so that's why it's important to really focus in on the parts of your brand and your business that you know are consistent. So these are the things that make you unique. These are your values. These are the feelings and the emotional connections you're creating with your clients and your customers. Those are the parts that aren't really ever going to change. And that's how you become the architect of your brand, because you establish those really fundamental pieces to your brand from the beginning. And yes, it is always an exploratory process. So it's okay for those things to sort of pivot and tweak as you learn more about yourself, as you uncover stuff. I know in the very, very beginning, I had a whole lot of confusion about what I was even doing online. And that's okay. I look back now and I'm so grateful I had those many, many months of racking my brain. I mean, journaling constantly, kind of brain dumping constantly, writing out sentences of like, okay, I help the woman who does dot, 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 right? I have reworked that sentence. I mean, I don't even know, numerous times. And until it felt right, I knew I had to keep going and I had to keep digging and I had to keep unearthing. And that's okay because it's part of the journey. And so now I can stand really, really firmly in the statement that I help the intentional business owner who wants to fall in love with their brand and their business and take all the unsexy bits and pieces of it, like automation, and make them beautiful and seamless. I know wholeheartedly that that is exactly what I do right now. And I fucking love it. It took me time to get there. It took me time to get there. And in the time it took me to get there, I was still taking action. I was still taking on clients. I was still doing what felt aligned and right to me. And by continuing to do all of those things, even when I still had a little bit of confusion around what's my I am statement, I was building trust and credibility because I was still showing up for myself and for my clients. That's how you create brand awareness. And that's also how you allow yourself not to have to post on social media every single day of the week. That was a huge, huge shift that I made January of 2023. I decided for myself, I'm sick and tired of feeling burnt out. My brand does not need to show up on social media 7 days a week. it doesn't, because who I am as a human cannot hold the capacity of showing up on social media 7 days a week. And so when I gave myself permission to just shed that false reality that it's something I had to do in order to have brand awareness, everything shifted for me. I showed up differently. I was actually rested. I was actually ready to engage with people on my content rather than just being burnt out and exhausted by it. So building trust and credibility does not mean you have to show up 7 days a week, 20 million times a day. I don't even post in my stories every single day. It's because I do it with intention. And that's exactly why my I am statement now is that I work with the intentional business owner, the business owner who knows exactly what they want to get out of this work that they're doing. And it's not about being rich and famous for the sole purpose of being rich and famous. No. Money is fantastic and it buys you freedom to do the things you actually want to do. We're not going to get into a money talk, bro. All right. So brand awareness, of course, matters for your business growth as well as for loyalty and advocacy, right? Because people love working with me so much, I get really incredible referrals, like incredible referrals. I am so very grateful for the people that I get to work with through the people that I'm currently working with. It is such a beautiful symbiotic relationship that I honestly would have never even guessed would be my reality, but I am so very grateful that it is. And it's because my clients feel connected to me and to my brand and my business. And so therefore they become really loyal advocates and they just willingly promote my services to people they care about, to people they come across that they're in need of something that I have the capacity to do. And that's really what brand awareness is all about. It's not about seeing, you know, oh, I have paid advertisements, so I'm just going to put my shit in front of everybody's face like constantly. Yes, that is an avenue of brand awareness, but that's not my avenue. My personal avenue for brand awareness is establishing that connection, because that connection runs deep. Think of it as like you go to plant a, you know, a tree, right? You plant this tree and typically most trees will take years to mature, like years and years to mature, right? Now, your business can run much quicker than that. It doesn't have to take years for it to mature. But understanding that what you planted has roots. It has really, really firm foundation of what it is holding on to. And then all of your clients and your customers, they become these beautiful blossoms on this tree. And they make it grow and expand and become this alive entity. It really is the coolest thing. And that's why, you know, starting this particular episode on this new series of podcast episodes, why I wanted to start with how to be the architect of your brand, because really thinking about it very big picture of, okay, I have this big, beautiful house or this big, beautiful tree, right? Whatever it is you need to visualize, but I've got this end result of this gorgeous thing that I have just built, that has just grown into. But there's a lot of steps along the way that help you get there. And so being the architect of that and understanding the big picture of it all, it really allows you to go through the day-to-day, which sometimes can be monotonous, right? But it allows you to go through those day-to-day operations with a much more intentional perspective. Right? So maybe I post something on social media today and it only gets 5 likes or engagements, right? I don't see that as, oh, well, it only got 5. I mean, gosh, what am I doing wrong? I need to go and change my entire strategy. No, I know that it's quality and intention what I'm sharing on social media. It isn't just for the sake of like, oh God, let me just get a post out there so the algorithm doesn't bury me underneath everybody else, right? No, that's a lack mindset. Instead, I know for certain that what I share every time I share it has a very specific intention that it's either going to teach somebody something, it's going to inspire somebody to take action, to do something, it's going to help you implement something for your business. It's educate, inspire, and entertain, right? I kind of keep out the entertainment a little bit as like a pillar, but it's there sometimes too, right? You saw that this video had an intro video that I created. That's a little bit of the entertainment factor. It draws you in. It's interesting. It's got some music. It's got some images, right? So everything I'm doing is with intention. And now I know that even if I only got 5 engagements on a post today, that post, because of its very intentional nature, can be used as an evergreen resource forever and ever and ever. If I come across somebody in Messenger and they tell me that they're struggling with XYZ, and then I think to myself, you know what? I actually posted about that 2 weeks ago. I'll go tag them in it, or I'll share it straight into Messenger. It allows, what's the right way to say this? It basically bolsters the conversation. Right? It helps provide social proof to what you're already saying. So when you really turn around and view your brand and your business, especially the awareness of it, as an ever-evolving and constantly discoverable kind of entity, how you actually show up is very different. And that wasn't something that I recognized until I started doing it. I was sort of just had my blinders on and was doing the daily posting and really was like, I just post and pray, right? You hope it works and you hope you make a sale from it. No, that is not, there's no hope here, right? There's very intentional actions. And when I put something out there that has a call to action to go book a free brand Q&A call, almost every single time I get at least one brand Q&A call booked. Because somebody needs it. It's very intentional about how I'm sharing the information. So brand awareness matters for a variety of reasons, but these are some of the strongest ones that I'm behind with my brand and my business. And then, of course, how to become the architect of your brand. There are things like defining your brand identity, which we've kind of touched on, right? What's the purpose, the value, the personality behind your brand, and then turning that into a really cohesive and authentic brand identity that resonates with the right person. You're not speaking to everybody. Trust me, you don't want to speak to everybody. It's okay that you're not somebody's cup of tea. It's okay. I think this was Erin King. I was at a conference, 2 years ago. And I believe it was Erin King was speaking. And she said that her grandmother, you know, very Irish, like old country. Her grandmother was like, it's okay if you're not everybody's cup of tea because you'll be somebody's shot of whiskey. It resonated with me at the moment because it's so true. We all try to be somebody's cup of tea, right? Like people please our way through life. That's not actually the goal though. How about instead fully embody your values and what makes you unique, and then literally watch all of your people, the right people will come right out of the woodwork and be like, whoa, hello, book a call. I want to pay you. I want to work with you. Send me your link so I can buy your stuff because I get you. I resonate with you. And that's really what it's all about when you're defining your brand identity is resonating with the person you want to work with. It's not everybody, it's somebody. And that's what makes it really special. And then of course, creating really compelling kind of brand assets, right? And so when I say assets, I mean like, what are the colors and the fonts and the images and kind of the vibe of your websites and your funnels and your emails and things of that nature. But creating visually appealing brand assets is of course a fantastic way to continue to thread that cohesive identity through everything. You craft engaging content with really, really good intention, producing high quality, relevant content that educates, entertains, inspires, and really is a reflection of you. It's from you to them. It's not just a, let me throw spaghetti at the wall and see what sticks. be intentional with your messaging because the right people will find you when you do that. And most importantly, in my personal opinion, build relationships, engage with your audience really authentically, and respond to comments and messages and get into their page and start looking at what they're doing. Personalize your interactions. When I first started getting onto social media, honestly, it was fucking terrifying and I didn't know what I was doing. So I relied very heavily on the Boards app. So if anybody's done network marketing, you probably know exactly what I'm talking about. Boards is like, it's a fantastic tool. It is a fantastic tool. It allows you to copy and paste and store, like house information all in one place. It's amazing. But did I rely too heavily on it when I first started building my business online? 100%. Did my business suffer because I relied too heavily on it? 100%. Essentially what happened is I lost my own voice. I got to a place where I would get, you know, a conversation was going in Messenger and I'd be sitting there going, ooh, what should I say back? I don't know. There was a lack of trust in my own ability to have a conversation with somebody. And then I would find myself spending 30 minutes scrolling the Boards app wondering, what's something I can copy and paste that makes sense for what they just said to me? And looking back on that now, I'm like, that's so ridiculous. But it's what I needed to go through in order to find myself here, right? In order to know better. And when you know better, you do better. And I can honestly tell you now, just because of the nature of my business, I don't use the Boards app at all anymore. I am always doing voice memos or responding, right? Very intentionally when I have conversations with potential clients, current clients, or even just people that friend me and hop into my inbox and say, hey, what's up? I'd love to learn about your business. I'll usually get back to them like by text. And then I'll immediately do a voice memo and I'll tell them a little bit about me and invite them to come look at my page or, you know, let them know that I do a podcast. But I give them varying outlets of how they can continue to get to know me. And more times than not, people are like, holy shit, send me your podcast link. That sounds amazing. Oh my gosh, I just went and looked at your page. So much cool stuff. I can't wait to dive in and learn more. Like, it's a resource. And because I created my brand and my business with the very intentional purpose of being an evergreen resource that I can always point people back to, I don't care about the engagement that happened today because I know that that post 3 months from now could have really major impact on somebody. And so that is how I became the architect of my brand. I decided that's what I wanted for myself. And so you have to decide, what is it you want for yourself? What do you want your house to look like? What do you want your house to feel like? What's the emotion that this beautiful thing you're building is going to evoke for people, right? That is your brand awareness. And that's how you become the architect of your brand. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. This is honestly, like, I could go on and on for hours about this topic, but there is some really exciting stuff in the works for this year. And information like this is what is going to be snowballing into even bigger and better things that I can bring to you guys to help you level up your businesses. So hit up the show notes, go take the brand quiz. It's totally free. You're going to get a result right away that's going to help point you in the direction of what it is on your business that you're really looking to focus on right now. And as always, book a free brand Q&A call. Like, I am here to support the intentional business owner who wants to fall in love with their business, right? They want automation in all the right places. They want their brand to be beautiful and seamless and operate so they can spend time doing things that they love. So until next time, I'll see you guys. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to Branded, the podcast. Please rate and review. And for more information, visit socialjanemedia.com. I'll see you soon.